Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Carl Espray, who's CEO of Contango Holdings. How are you today, Carl?
Very good, Seth. How are you?
Last time we were talking about coal, but I presume you'll talk about that a bit later. But today we're talking about gold and Contango.
Yes, absolutely. We'll come back to the coal later, but today we announced the acquisition of a lovely gold deposit in Mali. It's a 320,000-ounce deposit at an average grade of 1.5 grams a ton. And we've announced that we've acquired the project for $1 million.
So that sounds like a pretty good deal if you do the maths in terms of how much gold costs per ounce, et cetera, et cetera. Is it as good as it sounds?
Yes, it is as good as it sounds. I mean, firstly, as you may know, Mali is a very well-established gold destination. Many of the majors are already established in country. Barrick, AngloGold Ashanti, Endeavour, B2Gold, IAMGOLD, all have large operations in country. But they tend to really compete for larger deposits, so the million-ounce deposits and plus. And in the smaller deposit range, there's very little competition, which is why we've managed to pick up this deposit for such a good sum of money. And going forward, we intend to agglomerate a bunch of these deposits in the surrounding area, and very easily we could pick up 1 million ounces north of deposits by accumulating several smaller ones.
In terms of what needs to be developed, is there a timeline there and costing there?
Absolutely. We're looking at two options. The one option on the timelines process, we have a team going out as we speak, starting to do work on where we place the mill and where we place the mine. Obviously, you don't want to destroy potential resource by placing the mill in the wrong area. And we intend to start production of our mine site in January. We're looking at two options. One is a smaller mine mill, which will allow us to, using contract mining, do about 10,000 ounces a year. And we can do that for just north of $1 million. And then a larger mill mine, which is give us about 30,000 ounces of production, we can do using both royalties and debt arrangements in country, which we're currently negotiating. And that'll be more of the range of $5 million.
And in terms of the $1.8 million that you've raised, it was an oversubscribed placing, I understand. The market seems to be quite keen on what you're doing. Is that the inference that you're with?
Yes, absolutely. As you said, it was oversubscribed. We did the pricing was within the spread, which in itself is a positive sign as well. And many of the larger shareholders, including the management, have increased their shareholding in the company in this round. Really, there was a positive response, A, because things on the coal, which we'll come to later, are going very well, but also because people saw and liked the strategy of picking up smaller deposits to accumulate something larger rather than going and overpaying for something large initially.
Right. I mean, it seems to be that I'm currently interviewing lots of mining companies for some strange reason. 9 out of 10 of the people I speak to have Australian accents, largely because that's where the gold rush or the precious metals rush is at the moment. Are you sticking with Africa? Is that where the opportunities lie?
Yeah, certainly for us, that's where the opportunities lie. Obviously, as you said, Australia's got a long history of gold exploration and production, but if one looks at Mali, Mali is now the fastest growing gold destination globally, and it's the third biggest producer in Africa, and very well established as a gold destination. All the capital equipment, all the labs, all the expertise is available in country. And obviously COVID has meant that some foreign nationals can't travel, given their local restrictions. So it's allowed us who can travel there a relative competitive edge at the moment.
Right, and obviously the last time, as I said, we talked about coal. How is that progressing at the moment?
Very well. So you may remember we signed some LOIs, and we are now, Zimbabwe is slowly opening again. So we now have a team in country. The environmental team is moving in this week to start work on opening the mine. And after we've done that, we will send further samples to the off-takers, and we expect to sign these binding off-takes in the next few months. We're also doing some testing on our site on the coal, and we're looking to turn the coal into coke and test that coke, because we have potential partners that are willing to put coke batteries on our site and enter into long-term agreements to supply those coke batteries. So we expect positive announcements on these offtakes to happen over the coming months, and then to move forward to full mine production in Zimbabwe, as well as in the gold production in Mali. And just to remind you, each of these sites could produce EBITDA of about $1 million a month.
$1 million a month?
That's right, yeah.
Right, okay. And so your market cap is currently not that many millions. Are you going to be expanding and trying to develop as the other projects come on tap?
I think we now, we're starting the mine production, as I said, in the mine construction, as I said, in Mali in January. And that with the coal is plenty on our plate for now. So I think you should just look forward to us de-risking the story by starting construction on the sites before you look at us to do more acquisitions.
Well, that sounds very sensible indeed. Carl Espery, CEO at Contango Holdings, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.